have a couple of announcements.
People here who have kids, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 6, 8. This is a course we've been talking about for a while. There's another course as well. It's called Triple P, you may have heard of it. It's currently funded by the Alberta government. And so we want to find out who's interested in going into this program with their kids. Basically, it'll be at the Family Services Building on Gates. Start with three evening sessions. And you would bring your children there. Daycare or childcare would be provided as well. No cost to run it. We have a sign-up form, and my wife Renee, who's at the back behind Pastor Elvin, to point her out. She will be at the back after the service, behind the light switch. There'll be a sign-up table there. So we need to find out if you're interested in coming. Sorry, Norma? So the Triple P program is all about raising children, dealing with behavioral issues, and so it starts with three sessions, and then they get into some specialty sessions. If those go good, we can go to that, and then they can do one-on-one counseling programs as well, all covered by the Alberta government. So the website will be back there. You can check that out. So that's one course that we're kind of excited about. I know there's several parents that are interested in that. As well, been going through the Craig Hill Biblical Finance DVDs. Been really, really blessed by these. And I felt to offer this this coming fall. And I'm feeling more of an urgency on it, multiple reasons. So you can check out more information about it. It's at familyfoundations.com. And I don't want to say too much more about it because I'll end up talking about it for 5 minutes. So there's a sign-up sheet for that as well. So that would be on a Monday night. It would be across probably 6 or 7 Monday nights. So I need to find out who's interested in that as well. It's just some amazing teaching on biblical finances. Check out the website, familyfoundations.com. There's brochures as well back there to check out. Something happened last weekend. We seem to have a few less ladies here. I think the ladies were somewhere at some sort of retreat. And we all know, we all know what happens at these retreats. You know, they watch soap operas and they get their nails done, and isn't that what happens at these sorts of things? No. Okay. Well. Do we have any ladies that were there that that feel that they'd like to share, have a testimony of what happened?
We have one.
One back here. I'll bring you the mic.
It was my first women's retreat for many, many, many years, and I want to say thank you to all the beautiful daughters of God. I have had, and I still have a few issues trusting women, and I admitted this, and I'm just freshly back at church for the last few months after a couple of years taking care of my mom. Anyway, I want to thank these ladies because I was able to open my heart and get prayed for, and I cried most of Saturday because it was such a deep healing that I went through, and God revealed to me so many things that I was sitting on and not allowing him to work through me about. So more will be revealed, but I am super grateful for going, and that's a beautiful place. I didn't even know it existed. Deer Valley Meadows, it's just a gorgeous place, and all around God's trees and nature. And I just want to thank again the women, and thank Jesus, of course. Thank you, Lord. But the women at this church are so down to earth, and I call them true hearts. Thank you for the healing I got.
Praise the Lord. Who else was there? Women? Lynn was there. How was it for you, Lynn?
Oh, it was excellent. Oh, I just felt the Holy Spirit moving in amongst us in our groups and stuff, in our worship and our singing. Everything was excellent. You could just feel the love and the joy pouring out from all these beautiful people. For me, that's really special. That's really, yeah, so we had a great time and heard a couple of testimonies, one from Karen and one from Norma. And we also did the biblical healing oils, which I found very, very interesting. So I had a wonderful time. I feel like a changed person when I came home. I was just jumping around and couldn't get the Lord to go to sleep that night when I got home. So yeah, I just had an amazing time, and I recommend it for anybody. It's just wonderful. And the women were just great. The food was great. The lodge that we stayed in was beautiful. So yeah, it was a good time had by all.
Awesome. Any other ladies over there that feel led to share anything specific? This Friday, there will be an Easter service here at Potter's, 10 a.m. So in case you're not aware of that, let people know. Pass it on. This evening, 6 o'clock, for our prayer service, and there's a healing meeting going on up at the Radisson. Just felt to share that. A bunch of our people are up there this weekend, and that's happening at 7 o'clock tonight. So evening prayer at 6, that's at 7 if you feel led to go. That's it for announcements. I'd like to announce Larry Keekstra is coming to share about Camp Living Water, and he's got some slides to play, as well as, I'm sure, a challenging word. So everyone, please welcome Larry Keekstra.
Praise God. Let's see if my mic will start working here. The right one. We had a great meeting yesterday about Camp Living Water. Had our annual meeting, and every year we're just fantastically amazed by how God supplies and takes care of a ministry that may be kind of on the outside of people's understanding and knowledge, and yet such a very, very important ministry. The need of Native children and teens is very great, and so I believe Camp Living Water ministers to a great need. We don't have a lot of competition. We don't have a lot of other camps that are trying to reach the children that we get. We offer it free to Native children and go out, and mainly, most of the time, we send our bus to go pick up the kids and bring them out to camp and bring them into the presence of God and minister to them. And we're always thankful to the Holy Spirit that does show up and in our chapels and ministers powerfully to the children that come. And so Camp Living Water has been a faithful ministry. We are entering our 36th year in Alberta. And so we have been just sowing and sowing and sowing. And we're excited to see, people's children and grandchildren of people that have been at camp. They send their children, their grandchildren, and it's amazing how the generations just keep moving along. And they're just so excited. It's interesting to talk to parents, our grandparents. They say, I want my kids or my grandkids to go where I had such a good time. I want my kids to go there too. And so they're very, very excited about sending their kids. So we're thankful for that. It's also been a fruitful ministry, and the fruit, it's just been a blessing to see how God has worked. This last year, we had so many former counselors come back as junior counselors and senior counselors, and it's amazing to see God work in their lives as well. And they were able to minister. Many of them found a fresh touch from the Lord in coming and joining us and being blessed there. And so we're thankful for that. We're also a ministry with the future. We're looking to buy the property that we've been renting. And the group that owns that property is giving us very excellent deal and conditions in which to buy that property. And so we're moving ahead with buying Silver Meadows. Great thing about buying a property is you can do the improvements and things that you want, feel that need to be done as you go along. And we believe that God is just going to pour out a blessing upon Camp Living Water. So I'm going to show you a little video presentation. It's actually a PowerPoint, and it kind of runs on its own. And so we'll get somebody to hit the lights there and get the things running here. We have 2014, because this is about last year, of course. So for more than 35 years, Camp Living Water has been gathering Native children and bringing them together. We have camps in July and August. The ones here in Alberta are the last week of July and the month of August. They're endeavoring to be his hands extended to heal the broken hearts and set the captives free. And it's an awesome ministry that takes place in the chapels. So most of our kids come from reserves. And so these are a number of the reserves where we bring our kids from. Wabasca, Calling Lake, Slave Lake, Onion Lake, which is actually in Saskatchewan, Goodfish Lake, Sad Lake, Homima, High Prairie, Cold Lake, Ochis, Edmonton, and Menistiquin is not on there, which is also in Saskatchewan, and they send us kids as well. So it's a mission field in our own backyard. It's reaching out to a real key mission field that we don't have to go overseas to get to. It's happening right here. These are some of the kids from Slave Lake. We have our own buses and we bring the kids in. We have this, one of the dominoes up in Slave Lake. They give pizza to the kids when they have a long trip, which is really nice. We also take our show on the road on the weekends and go out to different churches to share about Camp Living Water. And this is up in Athabasca, one of our young people sharing, and he's being touched by God as he shares there. He was up there, a busload of kids. There's one of our bus drivers, Dave. Some of our boys. We have a new tent. We just first time use it this year. And it's much bigger, gives us a lot more space. We have more chairs, so we've been blessed with that, and it's been working out really good. We teach our children dramas, and they help put on the dramas during chapel time. Some of our crazy counselors. Oh, that one got in there twice, the pizza guys. Barry is our assistant director. He's from Slave Lake. That's Jennifer. She's from Uganda, and she came and ministered teen camp. Very powerful minister of the gospel. There's a couple of ladies from Fiji that were with us for a couple of years. And I'm not sure if they're excited about the kids going home or coming. I'm not sure which it was. Here they are lining up for supper. That is our dining hall. Gathering for the whistle. A couple of our cabins that we moved in there because we needed extra room. Basketball is one of their favorite things to do. We only got one hoop, but they spent a lot of time on it. These two young men are counselors and two that God radically changed, as well as Daniel. And there's another picture of a group of our team. Yeah, nice rainbow over our dining hall one day, and totally over there. Then really wanted to show you about Camp Living Water Uganda. We have this is our third camp that we've done in Uganda. We bring the kids in by buses. Those two buses actually carry almost 100 kids and bring them in. They come from Kampala, which is the capital city, out to our property. And we have a little tent we set up there, as you can see. We rent it, and we do dramas and different things. Kids are just really excited to have an opportunity to come to camp. We had to keep the kids down to a certain number, and they said that many of the kids were crying at the church because they couldn't get on the bus, and even some of the parents were crying that their kids couldn't come. So it was kind of sad. Here's one of our dramas. Some of the kids involved in the drama. This is Bernard. We're hoping that he can come for the month of August and join us here in Alberta. There's where the food is served, right out there. Some of the kids doing another drama. It's a beautiful country. Our property overlooks the lake. That's a huge lake. If you look on the map of Africa, you can see this really big lake, Lake Victoria, and that's where we hold our camp. So how can you be involved in Camp Living Water 2015? Many different ways. You can be a bus driver and drive kids to camp if you have a license. You can come and be a volunteer at camp. I have some camp brochure or some counselor brochures. And if you can come for a week or 2 weeks or however long, you can talk to different people here, like Sonny and Marilise, who have been counselors, and find out that answer. We really need a kitchen manager this year, someone who will do the shopping and help manage the kitchen. You share God's word with the children. Maybe you have a gift of puppets or some kind of balloon animals or something that would be a blessing. You can assist with crafts and different activities. Always need people who are into sports and hikes and different things like that can help with those areas. We also invite grandparents, people who just want to come and hug the kids and be around and maybe do a little maintenance and help care for the kids. That's always a blessing as well. Prayer is another vital need. Pray that God will move, God will touch the kids, that the word will get deep into their hearts, and that there will be major change. And we really need prayer leading up to camp this year as we have some real challenges in relationship to staffing and things like that. We can also provide cookies. And we have different churches that actually take a hold of a week and will provide the cookies for that week so that all the kids can have their wonderful cookies. So we trust that we can partner with you again for another successful year, and we are thankful for the blessings. You may have noticed we have a bit of a silent auction out there that Sonny put together, and we thank Sonny and his wife and others who put together some food for us yesterday, and there's food left over, so you can have some of it after the service. So that'll be great. Praise God. It's on a loop, so you have to shut it off. It goes around and around.